Thank goodness for Bessemer.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
How's your Uncle Alex doing since you took him out of the home?
Well, real good, Sam. Seems real happy. He started inventing again.
Oh, he has. I remember he's the one that invented the little metal tips on shoestrings, ain't he?
That's right. He'd been working on some new stuff. Well, not really working, just thinking up new inventions.
Well, that's real good for him to keep busy that way. Has he come up with anything good?
Oh, yeah. He's got two or three extra good ideas.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, he's working on a spray. When you spray it on a waitress, it causes her to automatically give separate checks.
That could make him rich.
And he's working on a tool that'll open these plastic shrink wrap packages and these new Frito sacks.
Does it work?
Well, all he's found so far, it works three little bit sticks of dynamite.
That seems to me like that could be dangerous.
And then there's the idea he got about crossing lightning bugs and honeybees so they could work at night.
Man, he's got some great ideas.
Who got some great ideas?
Leon's Uncle Alex. He's going back to inventing. You know, he's out of the home now.
No, I saw you driving down Cattle Street, him sitting in his wheelchair in the bed of our station pickup, just waving everybody.
Yeah, he sure was glad to get home.
You say he's inventing again, huh?
Oh, yeah. I just tell him Sam about some of them.
Well, do any of them work, Leon?
Yeah, as soon as he works the bugs out.
Yeah, well, that's the story of my life. Well, what's he come up with lately?
Well, he's really been working hard on new invisible hearing aid.
Invisible hearing aid?
Yeah, you wear it under your arm. That way nobody knows you got it.
Does it work?
Well, almost. You got to raise your arm to hear, you know, so you can just act like you're scratching your head, and it works pretty good.
Hey, gang, what's going on?
Oh, Leon is just telling us about some new inventions that Uncle Alex is working on.
Oh, that's great. He's working again. That's good. I've got a lot of admiration for inventors.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess Sir Henry Bessemer is my all-time favorite.
Who?
Bessemer. He's the man who invented steel.
Well, how come he's your favorite?
Are you kidding? If it weren't for Bessemer, we'd all be driving around in cast iron automobiles.